everyone. Welcome to the 10th episode of the Manx Footy Pod for the 23-24 season. I'm Sam Turn, continuing in the chair while Andy deals with an urgent hairdressing appointment. To my right, we have the mouth of Moran, Tom Curthy.
Mr. Egan.
Penfold to my danger mouse, Dave Norton.
Hi, everyone.
And join us this week, we have first place player manager and FCLM assistant coach, Alex Harrison and Josh Evans.
Thanks for having us.
How you doing, boys?
All good, yeah.
Awesome. Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's not your first rodeo, is it, Al? You've been here before?
No, I've done a couple of them. Yeah.
Nicer surroundings, nicer host.
Yeah, it is.
Don't know about that. Nicer host yet, not sure.
So we've got a big raft of questions, but we are going to start with Tom's favourite part of the week, which is exploring what biscuits we've got.
So today we've got some Cadbury cookies, milk chocolate, and then my favourite, white chocolate. Yeah, happy days, white chocolate.
Cookies,
these are unbelievable. I'll open these.
Yeah. Well, you guys got preference for biscuits at all?
I'm a bit let down by the food, to be honest.
Oh, food.
As we were saying, the budget's
not expecting much sort of platter.
Yeah, banner or something like that, yeah. I'm right, thank you, cheers.
Mm-hmm. Get the Chinese takeaway out next time.
Yeah, I think we should. Yeah.
You're partial to Chinese, are you, Al?
Yeah, so is Josh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like weekly debates in our St Mary's group, so.
Everyone posts like photos and then compares Chinese's. And then we all just end up arguing, don't we?
Yeah.
Have you got go-to Chinese?
Yeah, Williston for me.
Williston.
I live in Castletown now, so Ballas Alla's good. But apparently it's closing down, but I haven't seen any posts about it closing down. I just keep hearing that it's closing, so
right.
Hopefully it doesn't.
So are you the sort of manager for St Mary's that you know your players have to adhere to strict dietary things, the pre-match build-up or anything like that? Are they
not really? Just trying to get them to training, to be honest. Some of them are just, you know, some of them their diet is shocking and they're not running, so you can evidently see that on the pitch.
Yeah,
talking
yeah.
about Walshy there.
So. Yeah, you do have it against like the chunky people,
don't
you?
I tend
like,
to
he goes it. Extra hard on them. Yeah, and like deliberately doesn't pick them and stuff. Yeah, Walshy's been on the bench loads this season, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fella.
Is that not training hard enough, or is that mainly diet?
Well, I do deliver Chinese, and I am often delivering to him, so yeah, I might just stop delivering to him.
Yeah,
you yours and just
see if you earn something.
I'll go with a salad and stuff.
That's like that's next level keeping an eye on things. It's like, I just want to check these names past you. Any of these lads been ordering recently?
Yeah, yeah.
Doing the business down.
Yeah.
So we have got like a big raft of questions coming for you, lads. But would you sort of summarise one, which has been a bit thing, is what's on this, as Dave will say. It's a clean sweep last season, Div 2, after reforming isn't the word we're using, because we've had told off for saying reform.
I think Anthony Dooley told someone off for...
Yeah, he was at it, yeah. So basically, since you re-entered the leagues, you've had a clean sweep, haven't
we've you? Always been affiliated with the league system. We just hadn't submitted a team, in theory, so we didn't have to go through the structure of, like, renaming the club, starting afresh, got all that sort of stuff.
You had the balls still as well, didn't you?
Exactly. So with that, we did have to be voted back in, though, so I don't know how that worked, but we had to be voted in by all the current members.
Okay, do you know any clubs that said...
Malou voted against us.
Who else? There was another
I think
one.
Colby, I think it was Malou and Colby.
Was it
Pauly as well, potentially?
No, Pauly didn't. It was two clubs, and I'm pretty sure it was Malou and Colby.
Okay.
I don't know, I haven't been on the podcast.
Right, okay. Yeah, so
they were all a bit fuming because we were stealing. Well,
they said we were stealing players, but Tony made a good point. And the players that formed Malou's team the year we folded had played a lot more games for St Mary's than Malou. So
it's kind of players returning rather than knocking them off.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well,
fair enough.
Yeah. It's a shame that you had a few clubs like that, but I mean, you can't knock you guys. You've come back and you've absolutely taken it by storm, haven't you?
Yeah, it was a pretty good story, really. So we got D&D to sign basically some sort of
a letter to agree that if we decided to re-go the next season, then they'd have to give us the ball back, because in theory, once they're contracted with NSC or something, you can't really do anything about it. So we kind of got a nice agreement with them, and luckily
it comes to a moment where the NSC emailed us and said, I think they emailed Josh and said, right, look, are you having this or not? And he put it in the committee group, which no one had spoken
for
about
months,
a year.
Yeah.
And then it was like, whoa, this is serious now. Like, we're about to jump straight up fold. So we just thought, no.
Yeah, we just didn't want to let them have the ball as well.
Yeah, that was it. Was just, that was, that was actually justice. Letting it go. Yeah.
Didn't have to play the ball.
We just didn't want to give up that, because it's so much harder. If we didn't have the ball, you can't attract as many players at all. We don't have a place to play first and foremost. Mm. So yeah, we decided to just rally the troops, didn't we?
Yeah, it was respect to the D&D though. They were fine with it, you know.
Yeah,
we've always
really
kind of trained on their training pitch, and you know, this year they said no, you aren't training there, and that's fine because we've done it in the past. We always train the same. Their pitch basically for pre-season, and this year they just said no. But you know, they've been really good with us, so
they're a good club.
Yeah, they are a great club. They've always got more numbers than you'll imagine down there.
They all came into the Crosby on Saturday, about 30 of them. I bumped into Dave Matheson, and I was like, that's their social. It's like almost 30 lads. It's unbelievable, like a club like that.
Yeah, we've got something pretty similar at the minute, and that's more important than winning.
Honestly, that's the same for us.
And I've said that from the start. You know, you can win as much as you want. I've been there with St Mary's when we won that season, and the season after we struggled to get a team. You know, you look at Geordie's now, you know, they're struggling because of other things, but the most important thing is the crack in the pub, and that's over any winning. But obviously winning helps that, but that's more important than anything.
Yeah, the crack in the pub's not great when you're losing.
No,
sometimes.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goes hand in hand.
No, it does, but I know what you mean. It's but so important to have that.
We're all like good mates together, like on and off the pitch, you know what I mean? And that helps, I think, like just keeping the club together. But like, there's been so many times when we've been training and looking over at them, and they've had like two or three more like times, more players than us, really. So,
good club, D&D. Yeah.
So,
just on that, I get what you're saying about, you know, the whole thing of wanting to have the sort of the camaraderie side of it, but you have done quite well this year as well.
Yeah.
Coming back into it, what, you know, did you have a target? I mean, were you looking at that saying, like, you know, here's what we want to do by the end of the season?
I've said this numerous times to certain people recently, but like, I think, and I said it to the players at the start of the season, you know, certain players were getting. Well, they're coming to you, these are coming to you, and I said from the start, I don't actually think we need that many players. We just need to keep everyone together and train a bit more. And I think that we have brought players in, don't get me wrong, we've brought in Joe, Adam Adebayi, Carl Clark's back now,
Steve
was a striker last year, he's gone into as a goalie now. We've got two great goalkeepers at the club, but in terms of like bringing loads of players in, we didn't actually need to, and I think we've shown that. It's just a bit of fitness, and I still think if they got more fitter, which, you know, Tuesday sessions aren't, there's not loads of people there, but if they were fitter, we'd see even better results. But I said to them after the Ramsey game when we got beat, because we trained, Tuesday numbers did go down a little bit, and that's when we do the hard running. I said, I'm happy to do whatever you want to do. If you want to train twice, I'll be there. If you want to train once, I'll be there. If you want to take it half out, I'll do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be let down anymore, and you can see that with... And I don't want to mean to keep going back to Geordie's, but with Myers, I feel like he's been let down at times. And I've been there, and I've been let down, and you start falling out with people, and that's like, you don't want that. So I said to the players, you know, I'll do whatever you want to do. You know, and you've got to have the sort of happy medium. Some want to train all the time and run, some just want it as a bit of fun. So it's trying to find that balance.
It's picked up since then, since when you made that chat, really, hasn't it?
It has picked up.
People in training.
But when you first came back in Div 2, did you think, because Div 2 is not an easy league to get out of, I don't think. So did you think straight away that was the target, get out of that straight away?
Yeah, straight away, yeah. And we wanted to win everything in that division. Kazakhstan were really good at the start of the season and kind of drifted off. I said during the season, I said we could be the same as Castletown. We could drift off because we've got the sort of squad and players that have done that in the past for other clubs. And I said, Joe, if we don't do that, if we keep training and stick together, and when we lose, go through those bad moments and just take it on the chin and come back and keep coming back, we'll go up and we won't drift off like maybe Castletown did.
Yeah.
So, like I said, the players, I think they've proved to themselves that they're good players.
We always knew we were going to do it, I think. We always had that hope, I think. But we had like an instance where we lost like 5-1 to Castletown, kind of like towards the end of the actual year, not the actual season. And effectively, it just gave us like a proper kick.
Sometimes you need that, don't you? You know, get beat and stuff.
Even think we deserved. We got maybe one or two players sent off and things went against us, but it was a proper just kick up the arse. Mm-hmm. And then from then onwards, I don't think we lost. We lost maybe
We didn't lose a league game until Ramsey.
Yeah, didn't lose a league game. And then also we battled with Laxey in the cup as well. We lost 2-1 like late on with them. That was our only other game really that we lost. But we kind of knew that we could do well with our squad. Our squad was really good, to be honest.
I think the first final against Castletown, maybe we didn't deserve it, you know, and that was like a bit of a thingy moment for me personally, because I'd been in numerous finals before as manager and lost. I'd never won a final as a manager. So that game there, we probably shouldn't have won, and we did. And that, for me personally, that was such a, you know, getting over that.
That's a relief.
It's a massive relief. Yeah, barrier almost.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah. But like the, you know, the lads, the top lads. Honestly, I couldn't think of a better club. I've been involved in many clubs, you know, in the Isle of Man, and the group players we have now is the best for me because they got everything. You know.
You mentioned training and former clubs. Obviously, you're at Geordie's. Have you brought the Gasworks into?
Well, no. We keep running near there, just trying to get close. See what the boys say. Yeah, we're doing Belmont Hill at the minute. So some of them are struggling. Berkey's quite a strong lad and a fit lad, but getting up that hill's not good. You know, his car's too big.
I keep smoking him, don't I?
Yeah, you do. So James McGinn's another one. You know, he can't get up there.
He's quit like two.
Yeah, can't get up there.
The
hill beat him every time. He gets to the bottom of it, and his head just goes.
Brilliant. Well, obviously, so you've had all that success last season, and you just carried that momentum through into the Premier League, haven't you? I mean, we've seen some clubs get promoted in previous years, and they've not been able to carry that through.
Yeah.
But you guys have just—I mean, I was there on the opening day. You beat St John's 6-0, and you've not really looked back since. I know you've had a couple of blips, but yeah, the momentum's there, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's massive, really, for us. Just everyone sticking together, and then obviously training—it's been really good. And I think what we did at the start of the season was we went down a few times against some good teams, so we were losing, say, 2-0 against Peel, and there's more Russian with a 3-1 down.
Four or five pre-season games where we'd go behind, and then we just never count ourselves off, really, where we just always kind of come back, even in like big games like Peel
and
stuff
Russian
like that.
As well.
Massive games where we went, I think at Russian, we went, was it 3-1 down with 20, 30 minutes left and come back to level. And we should have won the game, really. We missed a few chances, but we never count ourselves off at all.
And like, it's just like, we always talk about it before the game, just keep our heads. Because as soon as you start bitching and arguing with each other, you know, that's when it all starts going out the window. So we keep harping on about that, don't we?
Yeah, just trying to stick together. Just trying to like not get on each other's backs. But like, we've got a lot of like, big egos in the team and big like winners at the end of the day, so we're kind of always arguing and kind of always trying to push ourselves, aren't we? Always arguing.
We have murder at times. Like, I'm not joking. Some of these questions relate to it. We have murder in them changing rooms.
Yeah. But we're all just winners at the end of the day. Like, we've all, well, a lot of us have played at big clubs and stuff and won things before, and like James Murph's been there when we've won titles and stuff like that. There's loads of
in some ways though, it's counteract that. I think some of the players haven't been there as well. Like I said, like, you've got like Dar Pumsar there, who's played think he played for like Governors.
Show you how far he's come. I played up front with Dar.
Dar's my favourite. Like, I love Dar. You know, he's unbelievable. It doesn't know how good he is, and that's a big thing for me. And he's one of those players that like the likes of Josh and I are bringing him through now, because he's maybe not been there, and you know, we're struggling a little bit, but he's another player that
I used to play with Dar back in Laxey Combi when I was like 16 or something like that, and it's fair to say he definitely got a long way. But we're all just kind of like keep pushing each other on. We've got a class group of players, and we just think we're going to win every game. We just approach every game like we're going to win it, even if we don't really. But we've been unlucky with a few of our games so far this season, like the one or two draws that we picked up. We should have really won
We should have won, but again, we probably
kind
should
of
have
got to take it as it comes, I suppose, don't you?
Yeah.
And then against Ramsey, I thought we were unlucky there, really. Like, a few of our players slipped and stuff for goals. They were silly little like momentary like things. We're probably just not used to playing on that sort of surface.
Just before we go to the other one, just one thing that Tom touched on every week: a home advantage in Manxford.
Yeah,
when you've got the ball, which is different to anybody else's. Ramsey also have this home record, which has sort of become its own little mythology now. It's almost, how big do you think it is?
I think it plays a part massively. I think a home and away advantage.
But
is a big
part of it. To be fair though, I don't think the ball's always suited us.
I don't think you big, play
it
so
too
often.
Big for us at times. Like, we at times St Mary's, we haven't had the legs and we've struggled on the ball. Whereas, like, I don't want to go against our players, but last year when we got drew against Laxey away, if we would have played Laxey at home, I think they would have battered us. But when we had them at their pitch, small pitch, tight, I thought we've got a chance here.
Yeah, we're good at like grinding out their results in like tight games, scrappy games, like fighting for everything kind of thing. Whereas like when you're on the ball, if you get a good like team that can play loads of football, like your likes of Laxey or even Corinthians at times, like, they'll just tear you apart, I think, yeah. So it doesn't really even work in our favour that
much. Not much. It does sometimes, because we're definitely used to it, but I think in other times when you're playing against, like the teams Josh mentioned there, you can struggle.
Yeah.
So it goes against you at times, and you've got to play them like every week. Do you know, if you haven't got the legs, and you're struggling on your every other game.
I think it's a bigger thing for the lower down clubs in the league. Like, for example, Moraine. I think when you get a home game at Moraine, we can make our pitch nice and tight.
Yeah.
We're not this team that are going to play expensive, nice football. Yeah. We want to make it scrappy and as like tight as possible. Yeah. So I think the home advantage comes in massively there, as opposed to like, it's loads, isn't there?
Royals used to do it well as well when I played for them. Well, we never even made the pitch short, but the year after they did, and it's a tough place to go.
Yeah.
Douglas Athletic were the same back in Springfield Road.
When the balls used to go missing when they go one up.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. When they come out, all the balls, all the people's jumpers and stuff.
The size of that pitch made everyone look like Rory Delac, because you could just throw it into the Mexico.
Yeah, exactly.
We never had that sort of luxury to start changing our pitch, because it's not our pitch, you know, so we just have to do with what it is.
The devs look the same, just come out with a paint line.
Oh, yeah.
Has there ever been any plans for St Mary's to have their own pitch?
I think there's certain people on the older committee which used to want to push it. I think Andy Dooley was quite keen on it a while back, on pitch, on clubhouse, which definitely would have been great, but it's not happening, is it?
The other pitch that we were quite considering was Groves Road, but I think it was built on something like, it was built on an old tip or something like that, where all underneath the ground is contaminated, so you couldn't actually dig foundations for a pitch there, and there's no real other place to do it. But we've explored it quite a bit, haven't we? But
it's where D&D play, so yeah, so you're definitely right. I think we had plans for to build a clubhouse there, but then it got rejected because of what Josh
did. They've actually drawn the pictures all out on that, is it? It's the actual foundations of the land.
Yeah, exactly, so you can't really even build a clubhouse.
I cover planning policy when I'm not doing this, so I know all about these. Dave, go on, let's see what we got.
We've got a lot of questions. So now, a couple of these that we've already touched on. So we'll go, like, so Hattie, you talked about you guys re-entering the leagues and stuff. He asks, we'll go long-term here, because we know what you've achieved in the short-term. What were your targets when the club was, re-entered the league, should we say?
Just get back to Div 1.
Yeah, get back up to Division 1 it was. Yeah.
And that's it, really. Long-term challenge for silverware in the top flight. I mean, back to put St Mary's back on the perch almost.
Well, I want to win this year. We want to win the league.
Yeah.
Like, we all keep, well, we're shying away from it at the moment, but I think it's a good opportunity to do it. I think the actual quality of the whole of Manx football in general has dropped a bit since FC Alaman formed. Not just them, but in general. So I think a lot of the teams, like, nobody knows the results each week. Each team can beat each other, can't they, really? Yeah. You look at that every week in, week out.
Not maybe
at the moment, but I'm sure they've got a few losses in them as well. But anyone can beat anyone, so if you're up for every single game,
I think it could go down to right to the wire. This
could
season.
Do. When's the last time that ever happened?
No, can you even think of a time when like team hasn't kind of
nothing but positive for me?
You look at this stage, I mean, what we're saying this today about how it's getting to Railway Cup time, and there's easily, probably the top two, I'd say, probably, but there's down to like seventh place.
I don't know, like, I think we're second right now. I don't know, we're not guaranteed in there yet. I think there's error in it, and then I think there's like five teams that are fighting for three places.
Six or seven teams in total, really, that could be up there, really.
So Conor McGinn also asked similar questions about your expectations, but he also asked, which player surprised you this season for the Saints? Any standout ones? I mean, you've mentioned Dar.
Yeah. I think Dar, and I also think I've got three, really. I know Steve Collis is, I knew he'd be good in goal, but he's for me, and I'm not touch wood, I hope it doesn't cost me this weekend. he's the best goalkeeper. He's the best goalkeeper on the Isle of Man.
That Peel game was ridiculous. I mean, even ridiculous.
But he does that. If you've not watched all of our games, he does that on the regular, mate. Honestly, he did it on the weekend again. He made like a handful of brilliant saves.
It gives the rest of the team confidence, then, doesn't it?
Massively. I mean, and his kicking as well. Like, his kicking is unbelievable. Like outside, right up the pitch.
Outside of Ben for FC Isle of Man, I think his kicking's the best. And he's not even like, we're no goalie coaches down there, so imagine if he had a bit of coaching and stuff, which I'm trying to push Cherry to help him a little bit, but Cherry keeps picking other goalkeepers to come down and help FC Alaman.
One of two ways. No offense, Cherry.
But the other one was Adam Adebayo. I always knew Adam was good, but he played him up front, and his movement, his hold up play, is top draw,
definitely.
And he's been great as well. Fun this season, isn't he?
Yeah.
So Casey Hosel, she also asked about how the season's gone, etc, etc. She has also asked, what do you need to work on in the second half of the season?
That's a question for you, Al.
That's a good question, really.
Fitness,
set pieces as well. I think we struggle a little bit set pieces, where we could be a bit more organised. That's one thing.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, I think we need to go into each game with a game plan, because the last few, not the last, well, when we went through the blip, I don't think we did that enough. I think we kind of just didn't really cater for the team we were playing against, if that makes sense. And I think we need more of a game plan, because when we did have a game plan the week after Yatlaxi, we were brilliant. So
you don't get much opportunity in Wexford Football to scout the opposition,
and,
do you?
No, but it's not even that. It's like players don't want to come down and just stand around. You know, we get 40 training sometimes on a Thursday, and you know what are you supposed to do? You can't start.
Yeah.
So we don't like to segregate it, because we're all one team. So we just but you're all right. It's hard to do that, but I think giving that information before is good, and that's on me, that one.
Cool. Nate Holswell, he's asked, can you please ask Jevons why you keep stealing all of our goals?
I don't know how this has even come about, to be honest. They're trying to say I steal goals. Whenever I get goals, there's always somebody trying to just put down or say this, that, and the other, and all that. But Nate's trying to claim, I don't even know what, to be honest. Both of them were just nice little tap-ins, poachers' goals, as I say. But yeah, I got two on the weekend, luckily.
You touched on this before about Chinese takeaways. We're bringing back the feature from the first season. So Ryan Downey's asked, now you mentioned Balasella, Alex. What's the best Chinese takeaway in the Douglas area? And Sam's got some pretty strong thoughts on this, by the way. So.
That's a surprise.
tough one. I like Williston. Like, I know Josh likes Williston as well, don't you?
Yeah, the best spring rolls on the island, without a doubt.
Is that your go-to, spring rolls?
Chicken fried rice, curry sauce and noodles, all from Williston, they're like spot on. Although the top of the chicken gets a bit of slack.
Yeah. Work on that.
But a few of the boys are from Pulley, you see, so they're all just shouting for Pulley non-stop. But yeah. I just think it's a bit too salty, if I'm honest. Mm. What about you then?
Cool. I quite like the Kirin.
Do you? Yeah, it's all right, the Kirin.
I used to eat there, yeah, back in the day, but I haven't been.
Do you know what I say? It's gone a bit pricey.
Has it?
It has gone a tad.
Yeah.
But it is really good. Which is the one in, is it Annika or Pulley, which does the...
Well, the one in Annika is supposed to be, like, mega, but...
It's all just changed recently, yeah. I think, hasn't it? It does do the boxes, yeah. Share box or whatever it's called. But we're always arguing in the group chat about that.
Where do you go? Because like, there's nothing in Moran, is there?
No, there's not a Chinese in Moran.
So where do you go? What's
that? Co-op. No, I'd say Williston if we're... My mum loves Williston, so yeah. Like, when she's getting that, I'm like, that'll do.
Yeah, some of the stuff is good, definitely, but... What's it called? You work at Hot Wok sometimes, don't you? Yeah. So where are you?
He gets the Hot Wok.
Yeah.
So does Walsh. You won't be delivering to
him. Chalk them off. The order's come through.
Not today, son.
Be fuming, wouldn't you?
Craig Cowan, you obviously know well. He's got two questions here. One for you, Josh. Is it true you asked the gaffer, can you just be bought on for corners once the rolling subs were
introduced? Pretty much, yeah. I just love going on for corners. I just feel like I'm going to score every time, although I don't. So when they introduced that rule, I was just like, yeah, just keep me rolling. As soon as we get a corner or a free kick.
I shouldn't have didn't do that.
And as soon as they're on the counter attack, just hook me off.
How does it affect how you approach games now there's rolling subs?
I think we use it differently to anyone else. So, and again, this is another thing that I probably learned that I'm going to do a little bit better is the sub. So what we were doing after 20 minutes, we usually bring three subs on, whereas no one else does that, but we just keep rotating. Partly to do with the likes of Walsh eating Chinese every other minute. But it's kind of just keep the intensity up, because we it could drop off at times. So if we keep shifting, it was more so in the midfield area or front, we just keep shifting them.
We've got a lot of options going forward as well, don't we?
Yeah.
Where we've normally got like five good forwards.
Yeah.
So just keeping rotating them all the time, so really.
We've used it and it worked, and in the last sort of weeks, maybe going back to the Ramsey game, didn't have loads of options, but it didn't work so much then. So maybe the players are fitting now and we just leave them on a little.
Does that not frustrate players? Like, I know if I come on for 20 minutes, it's hard to get into the game. Does that not frustrate?
When, like, I keep bullying Walshy, but when I take Walshy off, like, I'm around.
Yeah.
He went and stood about 40 yards like that. Just start on his own with a head on him. Some of them take it on the chin. Yeah. And, you know, Walshy doesn't like it, but he doesn't moan about it. He just gets on with it. And
it is weird, where despite it coming in and being a thing, you still get to about the hour mark before you start seeing mass changes.
Yeah, we don't. We're just we make the sub. We'll make the sub after 5 minutes.
Yeah, all the time, really.
Yeah, I don't think Bruiser makes much changes.
Well, it's a half time as well.
With you on the pitch, Tom, what's going to change?
Exactly. You just leave me on, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
7-0 down.
Yeah. I suppose it keeps the players on their toes, knowing that you're prepared to haul them off at any point.
But they just got to, like, when they come on, they just empty the can, really, and just absolutely go for it, really. Yeah. So I suppose we do benefit, I think, from it. Because players come off the bench regularly and get goals and get assists and that, and then
Well, the other question then from Craig to you, Albo. Who's the worst roommate when FC Alaman have to stay over when you go on away trips?
Charlie
Higgins.
Yeah.
Is he why?
He doesn't show up.
Is he just a hyper?
He doesn't show up. Yeah. Doesn't stop talking.
Who's the best teammate then? We'll ask the other side of that.
Jack likes to sleep, doesn't he? So, Jack, because you just go to sleep, aren't you?
You were going to ask a question about Jack, weren't you? So,
well, yeah, I was wondering about this, because obviously you got the role with Ravens, then you got the role with Smears, right? Do you just have that week where, like, you know, if Jones is away and you're on your own, do you both look at Jack going, like, I want. Or is it the other way around? No, you.
Well, the other week, not outside of Jack, the other week we were playing Ramsey, and the boys were like, Charlie with FC this week then, is he? If it wasn't, he was against us, and everyone's like, what's Charlie playing for? No, never get like that. I mean, I'm just, you know, when we have them discussions, it's just FC Alaman's focus, not enough priority to do with St Mary's.
And what's your priority? So I'm interested to know what the FC, you're obviously involved with FC Alaman, involved with St Mary's. What's your priority? Is that, like, is it St Mary's all the way, or do you...
Just tough question.
Yeah, put on the spot there.
No, so I don't go to away games unless you know, Gaz can't go. Gaz's commitment levels are way better than mine. Mm-hmm. So Gaz goes to the away games with Jonesy, or someone else might go. But I don't leave St Mary's on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I'll go to the midweek games if needed. But
if you got asked to, would you do it, or is your priority?
I wouldn't. We had this conversation at the start. Jonesy knows that I wouldn't leave St Mary's on the Saturday, just because I've been doing it for so long and
local club and all that.
Yeah, so it's Joe. I'm trying to be as committed to both as much as I can. Ooh. So in terms of priority, they're both my priority.
Yeah,
good diplomatic answer that one.
It's so mental.
Jimmy Dooley's got a couple of questions in. First on you, Al. When are you getting your boots back on to play?
I joined in 5-a-side the other night, and I'm actually considering getting back.
Oh yeah.
No, I couldn't play. Prime example is I done a 5 meter sprint in the hall on Tuesday, and my hamstring, I could feel it
really,
you know, going. So yeah, I couldn't play again. No chance.
Really? Is that no it? Chance. Never, yeah, never playing again.
Yeah, I don't really miss it. I don't miss
see
it.
How bad he is. Now.
I didn't really like. Finished. I didn't really like playing that much anyway. To be honest, you know.
Really?
I was thinking this on the way down here. Like, I got to like the age of sort of 26, 27, and I just didn't like playing football that much.
Right. Okay.
I think all the better players who actually have a bit of talent all absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
And then all the players that are like pretty crap all kind of still love it. Yeah. Do you get what I mean? Yeah, like all of the best players in my head that I know that I can list all absolutely hate football.
Yeah.
And like
I love football.
There's loads of them. But there is loads of them though, isn't there? There's like Sammy Gellin. Even Jack McVay he's not really asked about it at all, he just does it. There's loads of kind of players who have got loads of talent, and then you're like other end of the coin, players who don't have much talent who have to work harder for it, like, seem to like it more and stay more involved.
Do like
Frank Jones. Useless, but he's like, he's been doing it for absolute years, like, and just like prove how committed you can be, really.
I do like football, I just don't like playing it.
Yeah. Did you always know you wanted to be a manager?
No. So, another story. So that we had a crisis meeting. You know, St Mary's about to fold, and me, Steedo, Connor Birch, and Cromie and Andy Dulu sat on the table. We had no players mid-season, and I had my transfer form ready to go to Russian, and we were all just sat there. I wasn't really listening. Steedo just goes, "Well, I think Al should do it," and I was like, "You what?" But like, it was completely like, you know, random.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how that happened.
And then you just said, "Yeah." Yeah, ripped up the form to Russian.
Yeah, no, yeah.
But did you just not keep? Did you keep it in your pocket?
No, I just didn't get out. That's kind of it wasn't really like I mean, yeah, that's kind of bad.
Did you think you'd love it as much as you do, or do you think?
I do like it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, loves the start word.
No, I do like it. I like being around the lads. that's what I love about it, I suppose. But yeah, you just kind of get put in these positions, and then you kind of get stuck with them. But I think I always put it back to myself in terms of when St Mary's did fold. I was a bit selfish in that I wanted to go and play because I wanted to play for FC Armagh, which didn't last very long. But if that didn't happen, then maybe it wouldn't have folded. So I always consider that a little bit. Like, that could, if I didn't do that, maybe that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
So I did feel a bit of guilt on that, but you know, don't know where I'm going with it. But yeah. So I do like managing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
sounds.
So Josh, whenever you're not playing, how much of an active role, sort of coaching side, that sort of thing, are you?
I don't know. Like, I'm quite vocal with all the players. Like, I'm always kind of shouting at them all and stuff like that. But nothing really, nothing too much like that. Who do we have? Yeah, Casey kind of steps in. Casey's an assistant manager at the moment for us. But we've got a few leaders really in the changing room who've been there and done that really. So we all kind of have our own input, to be honest, don't we?
There's no sort of egos to an extent. Everyone just kind of chips in really. Like Josh does definitely help out, James Dooley as well. The boys have a bit of a laugh with Josh, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Me and him have murder. There's some of the questions.
We'll just always
argue, really, don't we?
Yeah, but it's good. What Josh has done for like St Mary's, though, in terms of like, just throw this in there, in terms of like the finance and stuff and the chasing up on subs, is unbelievable, do you know.
That's the bit of the side of football you probably don't see as much. People won't notice that, but then like, it's the most vital part of keeping a club together, isn't it?
Exactly. Me, you, and a few of the committee members like went through absolute war, didn't we, for a few years really, just trying to keep it together and stuff like that. Like, and then like Lange stepped in when we cut, and we basically had no money at the start of one season, and Lange kind of stepped in, managed us, you and him both.
Well, it wasn't me,
helped manage it, and then the committee, like me and Dooley, Francis, stuff like that, we just kind of all chipped in, and at the end of the season we had like so much money in the bank, the club's in like a brilliant place and that really. So we've went through the ringer a bit over the years, but luckily I think for us, St Mary's has never really like struggled financially because we've got such like brilliant sponsors. Like, we've got so many sponsors on and off the pitch, and half of them don't even want to be named really, but they're always kind of chipping in and stuff like that. And then we've got the front porch and that at the moment, don't we?
Yeah.
TCQ.
Is that where you go to the game, front porch? Is that you?
We go to there, and we also go to the Horse and Plough as well.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, every Manx club has like a pub they go to, don't
correct.
They?
So, yeah,
you've got to have one.
We've got so many players, like people back now. That's the issue really with front porch. Like, we're getting like 40, 50 people back. Honestly, both teams, loads of committee members, everyone's family members, and then we've got loads of kind of supporters as well.
And the front porch is like one of those that'll be busy enough on a Saturday anyway without 40 lads walking in.
You have to call ahead and pre-book tables and stuff like that.
So you want the Horse and Plough as like a little backup option, isn't it?
That's what I mean.
Is that been notoriously St Mary's pub?
No, so I think Corinthians used to go up there. But them boys only drink sort of Pepsis and stuff. So the landlord's pretty happy with the boys because they're putting junk money behind the ball.
We as a club have like chipped in over the years, haven't we? And like as a committee, and that we've been class really, just keeping it all together. Even after like when we folded and that, we had like two brand new kits. We had all brand new footballs. We booked out the ball for both our training sessions and. Yeah, on a Saturday, we had like everything in place bar getting the players in there really, and it was just like we couldn't have done anything more as a committee really, but it's just a case of the players, I suppose.
Hattie also when he tweeted as well, one of his things was he said he really enjoyed the breakfast at the British Legion recently. He was asking if there's another one planned. Those sort of things are good, aren't they? They're good fundraisers, and they got other people involved in the club, don't they?
We're always trying different things because it costs us an absolute fortune to play on the ball every week. I know other teams who have pitches probably have costs as well, but you know, you're talking over £300 a game, you know, and our subs are cheap. We've got cheap subs for the players. That would, one sub wouldn't even cover, you know.
And we're training on there as well. We're training indoors on a Tuesday and then back on the bowl on a Thursday night. So like, so we're talking like, I don't know, £400-£500 every single week without doing anything. And like, it's so much money.
So that's why we're always trying different things, isn't it?
And a lot of it's to give back as well, because our sponsors are brilliant. So we've got so many involved, so that's why we put on that breakfast, just to show them kind of how much we appreciated them really, stuff like that.
Good food. I went down, it was spot on. And you've got Night of the Races this week.
Yeah, that's up at the Horse and Plough on Saturday, So yeah, try and get as many people there as possible.
So there's like 10 races on throughout the night, and then you can bet on the horses, just small amounts of bets.
Tom's just smiling at me, well, sorry, because
I said I don't want to plug that.
Miranda Melia's on also.
Yeah, Miranda Melia.
So it's just before you
go there.
Yeah,
it's on Oz again. 7 o'clock.
Yeah, Oz is 7 o'clock.
Yeah, go to the Melia.
Go to the Melia. What is a Melia?
It's like a lot of the villagers' clubs do it. It's like an auction. They sell, like, it used to be like fruit and veg, and we still have all that, but most of the time it's just like random crap. That
from what I've heard, we can buy you.
Yeah, you can buy me.
It's
just a day. He's not anyone to pay for that, but. Yeah, there's loads of crap. Last year we raised like three and a half grand, and things like that from around are huge. And it brings all like the community in Crosby up there. So and the pub love it. I can, well, they love it until we get about 11 o'clock and we're all face down. And
I know what you mean. But we've always kind of tried to push to do social things on the side. Like the other year, we went away to the races, didn't we? Went to up to Aintree.
Oh, yeah.
Like 20 of the lads and stuff like that, so
keeps people involved as well.
Exactly, yeah, and it's good fun.
Mm-hmm.
Gets you away from the missus.
Jimmy Dooley also, you had a question for you, Josh. Just talk you through your two goals last Saturday.
Just both of them, little tap-ins in the box, really, just rebounds and stuff like that, and just like when I'm in the box, I'm just so like game. I'm charging around like a lunatic. You know what I mean? Just trying to get the ball, like running through people half the time. But two tap-ins. I don't know why everyone keeps talking to me about these. I don't know what they're trying to make out. But yeah, they're just two
tap-ins. A goal, though, isn't it?
Two tap-ins. Yeah, two nice little tap-ins. Don't come as easy as normal.
Right. So next question from Steve Fox, former Millers manager and extraordinaire. Question for you, Alex. Can you recommend a pub in London for a matchday Guinness? That's the first question. There is a second part to this, but any particular pubs?
Yeah, we go to the Guinea Grill, which is like in Soho. I think it's probably the best in London. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So, old school, isn't it?
Yeah, it's old school. It's just like a little pub and
you wouldn't expect it to be there, really. It's just like wooden,
yeah. It's in a really posh area, but it's just like a little tiny pub, so I definitely recommend that.
So for people who don't know, you are a massive Arsenal fan, obviously. Yeah. Are you the Max Mikel Arteta or what's that?
No, it's too serious.
Yeah. Next question from him. So have you ever experienced any issue with people sniffing a lot on trains in London?
It sounds really dodgy, this question. Me and him were on the train, and there was just some guy who sat opposite us, and he just for 2.5 hours.
Fair enough. All right, we'll save the best question for last because I'm really keen to know what happened in this one. Frank Jones, obviously you've already mentioned him. It's a question to both of you. What actually happened after the Kurt Michael game last year at the Bowl in the changing rooms?
I'll let Josh try and explain this one to start with.
We were playing Michael and we were like 3-1 up or something, absolutely cruising, and effectively they come back and levelled just before half time.
Before the final
whistle.
Yeah.
But we were battering them all game, and effectively they lumped the ball up from the goalkeeper's hands. Oh no, yeah. Joe Canepa got the ball down in the corner. We were just saying, keep the ball in the corner, screaming at him. And he just come inside and like tries to have a shot and just kicked it straight to the keeper's hands with like a minute left in a tough game. So their keeper lumps the ball up and I headed it like skewed, like well back towards my own goal almost. And the ball fell to them. They played a few passes, went out for a corner. They ended up scoring from the corner, like ricocheted round in the box. But then we got in after the whistle. Was it after the whistle? Yeah. And Al absolutely bollocked me for headering it like that angle by accident. And then the two passes, and then it went out for a corner, and then the corner ricocheted three times and went in. So I absolutely lost the plot with Al, didn't I? And pretty much, there's a what's it called, physio table in there. And I just like folded the physio table. I like picked it up, absolutely slammed it down on the floor, stormed out.
Amazing.
And all the other players doing this point sat down
everyone
watching.
Was just like looking around, like it was murder, carnage, like screaming and all that.
Yeah, we both just screamed at each other.
He thinks I shouted just him, but Joe Canepa got it a minute before, like.
Mm.
And we had a similar one the other week as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
Is it a regular sounds for the physio team, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just we're both very what's it called? Animated. We're both very emotional. Yeah.
You say you're not,
and we're also like very good. Well, we're best mates, pretty much. Well, very good mates. So we kind of get away with screaming at each other a lot more often, don't we?
I think the players love it sometimes. Just look forward to it.
It just keeps them amused. But we have it occasionally. Yeah, we just like get on each other's backs.
Do you ever have it when you win?
Just want to win.
Do you ever have it when you win?
No, we love each other when we win. Yeah. But it's when we don't win, we're both like, well, not sore losers, but we are relatively sore losers, aren't we?
Yeah.
So, like, it just goes tits up, really.
Mm. But it helps set the standard, Tyler, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you'd be in them changing rooms like a fly on the wall, you'd be like, what the... You'd be like, what is actually going on?
We've got to episode 10 and nobody has dropped an episode.
I've been practicing not swearing.
These are amazing. I can do it.
Yeah,
upstairs, literally every other word.
Yeah.
Well, can you beat that out or what's the score?
Yeah. I don't believe it in.
We're working out and you're
good lad.
Yeah.
Maybe out. Get like a little duck quack or something.
About 15 minutes.
It's pretty nuts.
Yeah. All right, that's it for the Twitter questions. You did have quite a lot there, so thanks everyone for them. Shall we have a look at, we're going to fix
we fire through them.
Yeah, we're going to have to fire through them. So no explanation. Why is Geordie's going to win on Saturday?
Who have they got?
They've got married.
Thanks for explaining.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, so we'll start off that 1:45 kickoff. I assume lads are going to say Mary's for the weekend.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Do you think it'll be comfortable?
Tight. No, it'll be tight.
Okay.
No, they've got a few players back from
SCR Man on playing. They'll have a couple back from them. They'll probably bring a few more in. So I think they'll be quite good.
Yeah, I think with Geordie's, it's one of them teams you never know what you're going to get with them. But they're never going to be easy. You never expect to turn up against them and win comfortably.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a few really good players, to be honest. And then added in with a couple, like, you just don't know what you're going to play against, really. Mm.
How strong are you for Saturday?
We're
good.
Which force?
Yeah, like last week we were missing, how many players were we missing last week?
We were missing 23.
23 players across the club. Like, we had to sign on like 8 players midweek. But luckily both teams got the win on the weekend, but it was panic stations.
Must be nice getting
to Saturday. So fingers crossed we'll get them on the weekend, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched Geordie's last week. They battled well for the first half, but Corinthians sort of ran away with it. I imagine it'll be fairly similar this week. I think St Mary's will win.
I think St Mary's win.
They've got Ben Wilkinson back this week, haven't they?
I think so, yeah.
Plus.
I'm going to say a draw. Braddon. Dave, we're going to start with you quick.
I can't look past an air victory in this one, I think.
Air will win, I think.
Air all day.
Yeah, sorry, Braddon. St John's Laxey.
Draw.
Depends, yeah. You just don't know what you're going to get with Laxey, but draw, I think. Yeah, I'll go with draw.
St John's are improving at the moment. I think Laxey are legit.
St John's win, like, can't make a mistake.
Is that time again?
Yeah.
I think Laxey have had a few difficult weeks, but I reckon they'll get a win out of this. I reckon they'll beat North there. Russian versus Ramsey.
Hopefully Mike Williams plays this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know. Ramsey aren't that good. So I think a draw.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? At Russian?
Russian.
I think draw. Russian will win.
Draw.
Russian will win.
Draw. Yeah, fancy Russian.
And with Josh, it should be a draw.
No, I watched Russian play Moran. I know we lost 4-0, but they were nothing special. I think Ramsey would be comfortable on that. I think Ramsey aren't as bad. I think they're alright, Ramsey.
No,
crap. They were good against us.
Do you not think they'll be up there?
Do you have to beat that one out as well?
No, that's fine.
Do you not think Ramsey will be up there at the end of the season then?
I do, but I can't gauge it off of our game because we had, I'm not going to use the excuses, but we had quite a few important players, so I just can't gauge.
Yeah. Without Higgy, they are just not, well, I don't know, yeah, they've still got a good few players, but they're not the same team at all. Mm. So it depends where he is, really.
Fair.
Philosophically, or? Yeah. Inside the mind of Charlie Higgins. I'm going to say Ramsey. I reckon just because I'll be contrary and go for the secret.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Peel versus Union Mills. Up at Peel, this one.
Peel.
I think Peel win. Union Mills are good, though.
Mm. But if I think Union Mills is one of them things where if it's on their pitch, it plays in their...
Well, they played really well against on the ball. They played really well against us. They came with a plan, and that's where we didn't have one, and they
2-2 draw, wasn't it, that one? Yeah.
Yeah, we're missing a few players.
Yeah, Dave. I think it will be close, but Peel get the win.
I'll go a draw on that.
I reckon close, because Beardy obviously is just always going to be there, but I actually Peel just... I think last week against Moran, it was a walk for them.
Yeah, Taylor hat-trick.
Yeah. Speaking of Moran, Douglas Royal versus Moran.
It's a big one, isn't it?
It's a big game, yeah. Six points.
We've got to win, basically. And I'll go Moran.
Where's that?
It's at Royals. So it could be... We were worried about the weather. I think it'll be on. We're going Royals, because their pitch isn't bad. I don't know. I'm just... this game, I think, is quite important, especially before Amelia. We want to have a good night, to be fair. But like, we've not won. Well, we beat Braddon at all this season. We've been pretty poor. We've obviously lost a few players, but I think Royals are a bit better than us, but I think we'll win.
I think Royals will win.
Cheers.
No, I do. I think they've got a good team. I think they're good at playing football. And unfortunately for you.
They're another team that's really good on the ball. I think they'll win. I think if it was on your pitch, I'd think
that's what I would.
That's the home and away advantage thing coming
coming into play again.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go 2-1 Moran.
Get in there. And you're welcome to Nelly on Saturday.
Andy, a free fight for that.
Andy Aswich hat trick 5-0.
You're welcome to Nelly.
You're going to sit very close to us.
Early tickets available. I'm going to go to that.
You just turn off.
Moran will be fine. Right, we'll have a quick glance at DPS Division 2. We actually have two games being covered in this week, which is Adam, who's not here because of your issues with Colby. It's actually going to the Govs versus Castletown game.
Technically, it's Southern Derby.
So. Technically.
Shouldn't be.
Yeah. For some reason, because that was a weird one, wasn't it? Because the stadium moved around, and then it was off, and then it was
playing at Benahee. I thought it was hilarious when they were playing up there.
Well, Govs were meant moving back into Douglas, and then apparently they were, and then apparently they weren't.
Yeah, they've been playing at Colby.
So where were they going to play? Did they have
possibly back at
they'd rather Nobles Park than go down.
Well, the Benahee was hilarious because it was small for them. It was windy.
I think it's, is that below regulation or something?
Is that
probably? I think it's too small.
Oh, is that the thing? I didn't know that. We played them.
Yeah, two players running into the fences.
We just thought it was too expensive.
Who owns it? Is that like school?
It's better than the bowl, that surface, because it's shorter.
There should be more slots on available to play on the bowl. I know kids' football is priority, but surely you can play another game on the bowl. I don't know. I just think things. Maybe we could do more Friday night, Sunday.
Just kick it. Like a double header, like have a lunchtime kickoff on there.
But I know Laxey lads train on before us, so you know they're young lads, their priority. But just think there just needs to be
Friday night. It'd be good.
Just briefly on that. You're going to say there's obviously St John's have that, but there hasn't been many of them.
We said to the FA we would play on the. We said it to the FA numerous times, not slightly mafia, but we never get a Friday night game with St John's. First game of the season was the excuse this year, and they want to play all of them at the same time. Okay, but we're one of the teams that'll play Friday, so why not just put someone up? Just, I don't know.
Yeah, we've played there on Friday this season.
I know, it's good, really.
If we can play Friday night every week, I'd be good.
And also, you get more supporters down, because people might want to watch a Friday night game.
And you get those down. We're running around Combi. I've never had a crowd that big. Exactly. I mean, if we win, it's quality. Do you know what I mean?
Combi boys, it's class.
Do you guys not get the choice? Who plays on Friday night the bowl?
I don't know, it's like
a monopoly.
If you had the opportunity,
struggle to get on there.
If you had
all.
A free week, would you want it? Would you?
I'd vote 100% to play Friday night.
Mm.
We like the bowl's that bad. We have to train like 9 till 10 on there on a Thursday.
Mm.
Like we come down half an hour early to do a warm up and stuff, but it's that that's how much we can get out of them. Really, tough.
We're just lost track slightly, don't we? So, Douglas Athletic versus Castletown.
Yeah, we always go for the tackle.
Castletown.
Douglas Athletic.
Sorry, Douglas Athletic.
Douglas.
Foxtel versus Onken.
This story that you're hoping to go
to. I've been a bit of a park for about 2 years, so I'm hoping it's on.
That pitch was waterlogged in the summer.
when that game's off, that game will be caught now, that'll be off. And like if that game's on, every other pitch on the island should be on.
That's the milestone.
But no, this is a massive game in Div 2, isn't it?
Well, it is, because Onken are sort of, I think they're in fifth, but they've got two games in hand.
Foxdale have unbeaten, and they've like, Foxdale and Div 1 will be a bit mad, because we've called them the nearly men for so long.
Yeah.
Like, when was the last time, can you even remember a time when Foxdale were in Division 1? They've got close every year.
The early 90s, I would have thought.
Exactly.
I'll go with Onken for Ozzy Moore.
I want Onken to win for Ozzy Moore.
What a guy.
Again, another close game, but on could win.
I think Foxdale, I think they're flying high. I think Chapwood being back is just huge for them. They can just get, knows where the goal is, doesn't
true.
It?
Yeah,
so.
Nice
player. Cook away. I like Ozzy as well. I played for Oncombe briefly at one point as well. Foxtel.
Yeah, fair.
No, Foxtel.
Call it a draw, mate.
Draw!
Yeah,
there you go.
Sit on the fence.
You get nothing for a draw, except a point in Manx football.
Yeah.
Nice. Rykov versus Malou. Rykov, who are still yet to move to the end of the pier.
Yeah.
Tom's great idea is that Rykov could play at the end of the pier.
Yeah, I hate that.
We've had to explain the dimensions
in school. Like, you're getting changed in the girls' changing room. Yeah, it's like, what's going on here? I don't know.
Just the last time you did that. Yeah.
You can cut that out as well.
That's staying in. Yeah, Rykov versus Malou.
I'll go draw, I guess. No, Rykov, I like Murray Poole.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Yuki.
Ramsey, because they voted against us to come back into the league.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
That one. I do have a clean sweep then for Rykov, why not? Jims versus D&D. Another game which could go one way or two of the Islanders. Jims, actually, to be fair, I've played more games down there than every other game's been off. Because it does just seem to hold up weirdly well, that pitch, despite...
Have they moved their pitch slightly?
Yeah, I think so. Like, and it's a bit elevated, kind of, from the rest of the place.
What was the decision behind that, do you know?
I haven't seen it, but I heard they moved it from that.
I heard about it.
We should get Maz in when we can find out.
Yeah.
I'll say Jim's. Close to home. I don't have a clue at anyone in the whole league.
I'll go D&D for the top clubs.
I like D&D.
I'm glad to see the back.
They're always hard to play. Like, we struggle every time we played against them last year. D&D.
They just make it hard work, and they're always there.
A lot of their players have left, like, good team.
Jim D&D.
Tom?
D&D.
Draw.
D&D.
Jim's.
And the final game this week, David, this is not the final game, by the way, after last week, so it better be, because last week Dave left one out for me, is Old Boys versus Paul Rose. Old Boys, they've found their way in. They seem to have got going a little bit.
How are their results going recently?
They didn't play last weekend, but they have started to pick up a few points now. They had a really slow start to the season.
I like Old Boys, hopefully they win, yeah.
Yeah, I think Old Boys will get this one.
Yeah, I'd say Old Boys, yeah.
Old Boys
are in. I think, yeah, Gartley's got them going. So, Old Boys, why not? Obviously, there's no Ravens game this weekend. He's away next Thursday, is it?
Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday, yeah.
So, a few days.
Yeah, you're three or 6 points off from playoffs again. So, just shows you how tight and competitive the league is.
Was that really frustrating for you guys? Because obviously, like, it's started really well. Playing quite well again now. Yeah. It just seems to be like 6 or 7 weeks.
When they were losing, they were playing better than when they were winning, which is really strange. But the performances and the wins are starting to come now, so it's just taking a little bit of time. But like that period when we were losing games, we should have been winning them games.
And obviously, Doyle is back scoring again, which has been
massive.
He's taken a while to get going again fully after his really bad injury. Was that 18 months ago now?
Yeah.
But that's great that he's going against.
Yeah, because there's confidence with him, and he's just banging them. He's getting the opportunities now. We're creating really good opportunities for him, and he's taking them. So, yeah, it's good to see him back. It's when he scores and we tend to win,
We saw in the first season when you had, obviously, there was loads of away games in the first half of the season. You had that run at the back end of the season, which really helped. You've got a run coming up now. Is it 5 games in a row at the bowl, isn't it, at the end of November onwards? And how keen do you think that, how crucial do you think that
is? Most of the away games, like you said, have gone. So it's just about, preparing for these home games. And home advantages should be massive. And I think last year we struggled during times of the season winning at home. I think our record wasn't great until the back end of last season. But I think now, just what I'm seeing in training and the performances, I'm quite confident that they're going to do really well over the next period.
And that momentum gets more fans down to the ball as well.
It does.
And it's a bit of structure, do you know what I mean? When they're constantly away all the time, not knowing whether they're coming or going, and the team's changing so much.
That's it, you're always out of routine almost, aren't you?
Yeah. During the home games.
Although travelling numbers this year have been really quite high, haven't you? I know Bury away was the big one, but I was at Burska, that was outnumbering the home fans at that one, which is a bit weird.
Yeah, they have got a really good following. I made a comment when I was in charge for a couple of games. One of the games, there was more FC Man fans on the boat than like Everton, at the time.
Yeah,
so you've got a really good away following. Just need to get a set routine, as Josh says, with the home games, and the numbers should follow. And hopefully the results push that as well, and then you get more down, because it's results driven.
Yeah, well, they're so close to the playoffs at this point. I mean, they can get you know, get that run going, they could be right in the thick of it, can't they?
Definitely. Like I said, I'm quite confident in what I'm seeing down there. Like the last sort of 3 or 4 weeks of training is the best I've seen. Just standard intensity, you know, tactically, it's there. You know, it's, the results should come now.
And are you going to be manager one day?
Never. No, not. I'm happy helping. It's not for me. Jonesy's the man. You know, he's a genius. He is. You don't realise. I don't think people realise. You know, when you go into these games, I know it's not high level football, but the tactics and behind it are like, even it's that far down, it's massive. I don't think people appreciate it. You know, you have to go to every game with a different plan based on who you're playing and what you've got available. And I don't think people realise that that's the case. Honestly, it's Joey's.
Fair play.
Gaz is class. Gaz is class. Juan, they're all, you know, the team down there, brilliant.
It's a good setup.
It's hard, yeah. It's a lot harder than I think people think.
And you got the super fan over here in the corner as well.
Yeah. I usually stand near him. He hears me celebrating Arsenal goals.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to stand near guys because I just keep shouting Coach Beard at me. So, a bit unfortunate. But yeah, right, so we've just got two things to wrap up. We're going to have a Combi Corner, which we'll go in now ish, kind of here.
Yep. St Mary's continued their excellent start to the Cans of Life Combination 1 season with a 4-1 win over Bradman at the Bowl, led by a Chris Dowling hat-trick. Nearest challengers Ayr were awarded a home win over Laxey, while Rushen vs Union Mills was postponed. Elsewhere, Moran stunned Western rivals Peel on their own patch with a 3-0 win at Douglas Road, thanks to goals from Bobby Thorne, Rory Kirk and Noah Dale Beaton. Ramsey were 5-1 winners over St John's, thanks largely to a Cormac Smith brace. In DPS, London's Combination 2, with leaders Old Boys not in action, second place Michael closed the gap at the top with a 4-1 win over Castletown, thanks largely to a Nathan Farragher hat-trick. Youth did likewise with a 9-2 victory over D&D to stay level on points with the Aces, Ross Crawford leading the way with a hat-trick there. Elsewhere in this division, Colby edged past Douglas Athletic by the odd goal in 7 at the Station Fields, while on the adjacent pitch, there was another high-scoring game where Oncombe defeated Governors Athletic 6-4, and the Foxdale v Maloo game was postponed.
Of course, it's everyone's favourite time of the week. Dave, you're not going to read the weather now, because we're going to insert that again here as well.
Dave reads the weather!
Friday's looking a lot better than we thought. Sunshine and showers with northwesterly winds between 20 and 25 miles an hour, possibly a little bit stronger in the south. Saturday, largely cloudy with the risk of a few showers and only lightish winds. So we're probably
going to
get away with it.
And just finally, we have obviously the Women's Floodlit Cup got underway last weekend.
Yep, so got underway last weekend. Corinthians edged past Oncombe 1-0 thanks to a first half Millie Dawson goal. In the other match, Douglas Royal beat Maloo 4-2. There were no details of Royal's scorers, but Georgie Higgins and Olivia Marshall netted for the Southerners.
Expertly well read that, Dave.
Oh, not really, but there you go.
Well, it will do for us. We'll do for you.
Perfect.
You'll do for everyone. There you go, Dave.
If you don't want to know.
Yeah. Right, well, cheers for coming down. Obviously, disappointed that Andy's not here, but you've hidden it well and ridden out with us. Good Tom,
thank you.
You're going to promote St Mary's race for the
Come
one
to Melly on Saturday. We're on Melly. 7 o'clock. See you there.
Now, good luck for the rest of the season, lads. It's been great to see you guys do well this season. So, good luck for the rest.
Cheers.
Of the
Thank you. Cheers.
And Dave, it's just time to say
to tough now. Da, 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 da.